Why are some minds drawn to darkness? Is it the thrill of the unknown or something far more sinister? Hello and welcome, fellow sleuths and curiosity seekers. You're tuning in to The Real Crime Diary, Daily Dose of Crime, the podcast where every day brings a new shade of noir to the stories you thought you knew. Here, we don't just skim the surface. We dive deep into the abyss of true crime, dissecting every detail with precision. If you're fascinated by the macabre dance between shadow and light, then my friends, you're in the perfect place. Now I know you're all on the edge of your seats, waiting for today's dose, so let's not keep the mystery waiting. Don't forget to hit subscribe for your daily dose of crime, and if the suspense isn't too much to handle, share this podcast with your fellow truth seekers.
Welcome to The Real Crime Diary, where the pursuit of truth is relentless and the stories are as real as they are haunting. In this episode, we're unwrapping a tale that has gripped the heart of Maryland and left a chilling silence on the Ma and Pa Trail. Her name was Rachel Moran, a name that her town won't soon forget, and a mystery that begs to be solved. In the serene town of Bel Air, a hidden predator lurked in the shadows, transforming an ordinary August evening into a scene of unspeakable horror. As Rachel embarked on her routine jog, little did she know that it would be the path to her untimely end. Her disappearance sparked a flurry of questions, and the subsequent discovery shook the community to its core. The silence was broken, but not with answers, instead with a haunting sketch of an unknown suspect. The search is far from over. Stay with me, fellow sleuths, as we delve into the chilling depths of the Rachel Moran murder case. This is The Real Crime Diary, and today we strive to piece together a puzzle that has left us all on the edge of our seats. It was an August evening like any other, with the warm sun casting long shadows on the Ma and Pa Trail, a route inked with the footprints of countless joggers and walkers through the heart of Bel Air. But what began as a routine evening jog for 37-year-old Rachel Moran, a beloved local and a mother of five, turned into a nightmare that would forever haunt this community. Rachel embarked on her habitual trail, surrounded by the comforting sounds of nature and the occasional passers-by. Yet the peaceful facade of the trail concealed a grim predator. By the time night fell, Rachel had not returned home, and unease morphed into panic. The following day, her vehicle was found parked untouched at the trailhead, an ominous sign that something had gone terribly wrong. The suspicions were soon confirmed. According to investigators piecing together the sequence of events, it appears that a chilling ambush was lying in wait for her on that fateful evening. They have pieced together that Rachel encountered someone sinister, a suspect who had strategically hidden along the Ma and Pa Trail. Without warning, she was brutally attacked and dragged into a drainage culvert, a place seemingly chosen for its concealment from the unsuspecting eyes of other trailgoers. As the news broke out, a deep sorrow gripped the town. A haunting chill lay over the community like a fog, knowing that a killer walked among them, their identity shrouded in mystery. Days turned into weeks, and weeks into months, each ticking by without answers, without justice for Rachel. The threads of this unsolved mystery extend into every home in Bel Air, binding them with a singular unspoken question: who? Residents now look over their shoulders, wondering whether the perpetrator might be brushing past them in the grocery store, sitting a few tables over at the local diner, or living just down the street. Trust, once freely given amongst neighbors, now comes with the caveat of caution. Authorities have tirelessly canvassed the area and, with deliberate effort, released a sketch of the suspect, a faceless phantom in the collective town psyche. This composite image, drawn from the depths of an ongoing investigation into Rachel's murder, represents both a clue and a plea. A plea for anyone, anywhere, who might recognize the features of this suspected murderer. Even as the Harford County Sheriff's Office scours through clues and possible leads, their message to the public shifts. Joggers are advised to break their routines to become unpredictable, as if to outmaneuver a lurking threat that could be watching, waiting, just like it did with Rachel. The drain where her life met such a tragic and violent end now serves as a somber marker. It stands as a silent testament to what once was and what could have been for Rachel. People pass this place with a sense of reverence, but also with resolve. Resolve that her assailant will be found, that answers will surface from the dense underbrush of uncertainty. Month by month, the community, too, becomes more relentless. The reward for information leading to the capture of Rachel's killer has surged, and with it, a call to action reverberates louder. Flyers with Rachel's smiling portrait and the sketch of the suspected killer are plastered on every street corner and windows on telephone poles, each a solemn reminder that somewhere lies a key to unlock the grip of this mystery. As we dive deeper into the unsolved case of Rachel Morin, the details grow colder, yet the resolve for truth only burns hotter. How could a trail, a place meant for health, for enjoyment, for family outings, become a setting for such malice? How does a community reconcile with such a loss, and what does it mean for the safety of every person who takes solace in the seemingly serene paths of the Ma and Pa Trail? It's these questions we carry with us as we chase the ghostly echoes of a murderer yet unseen in a case that refuses to fade into the darkening woods. As the sun sets on another day, a haunting silence clings to the Ma and Pa Trail in Bel Air, where uncertainty and the relentless pursuit of justice linger in the air. It's a trail where joggers once raced against their best times, but now many tread with caution, their footsteps mingling with the echoes of a mystery that pervades this peaceful path, the murder of Rachel Morin. A devoted mother, with a spirit as indomitable as the whispering trees that line this trail, Rachel went for her routine evening jog on a fateful day in early August and never returned home. Her car, like a solitary sentinel, was found the next day, forlorn at the trailhead, a mute witness to the tragedy that had unfolded. Investigators have toiled tirelessly, sifting through clues and chasing shadows in hopes of bringing closure to a case that has ripped through the heart of the community. And now, after painstaking work and relentless determination, we have a tangible piece of the puzzle, a sketch of the suspected killer. It's a face without a name, a visage that haunts our community, released in hopes that someone, somewhere will recognize the person depicted and provide the key that unlocks this heinous crime. This composite sketch, crafted from the blurred recollections of witnesses and the forensic skill of artists, is the face of the unnamed one who hid as darkness entwined with twilight on the trail, who pounced with deadly intent, dragging Rachel into a hidden drainage culvert. Is it the face of evil incarnate, an individual who may have lingered around the trail days, perhaps weeks before? A specter waiting for the moment to enact a most vile deed? As the sketch circulates, tethered to telephone poles and flashing across social media, we see a community galvanized, eyes sharp and vigilant, searching for the likeness in every stranger's face. This is the power of community. This is how we fight back against the darkness that seeks to smother our light. In a bid for safety, authorities have made an unusual appeal, suggesting joggers to break their routines. It's a sobering reminder of the predator that walked amongst us, a killer whose pattern recognition may turn the predictable into prey. Such a simple act, the changing of a route or the varying of a schedule, has now become a shield, a strategy to confound and deter a killer who may still be watching. But let's take a moment to consider the weight of these measures. The very act of jogging has been transformed from an exercise in health to a defiant stand against fear. To alter one's routine is to acknowledge the shadow, to see the risk that lurks in the periphery of our daily lives. And yet, it is also a demonstration of our resilience, a declaration that we will not be cowed, that we will adapt and protect one another. The police, too, are not standing idle. Their dedication is our bastion, their determined quest a message to Rachel's unseen assailant. Justice is on your trail. They've canvassed the area, interviewed countless individuals, and pieced together fragments of evidence. Each small discovery a step towards answering the aching questions that hang in the hearts of Rachel's loved ones. The release of the suspect's sketch is more than just a step in the investigation. It is a cornerstone. It represents the combined efforts of law enforcement and the community, an alliance forged in the crucible of shared tragedy and an unyielding pursuit of truth. With it, we confront the reality that the murderer may be hiding in plain sight, mingling amongst us, a wolf cloaked in the unsuspecting guise of an average citizen. And though the trail may seem colder with each passing day, and the burden of unanswered questions grows heavier, we must not lose hope. For justice is a flame that never dims, kept alive by the resolve of those who refuse to let the darkness quench its light. Through podcasts like this, through every shared post and watchful eye, we renew our commitment to Rachel, her family, and ourselves. to bring her killer to account, to restore peace to the Ma and Pa Trail, and to send a resounding message that we are unwavering in our pursuit of justice. My dear listeners, as we take this journey together, piecing together the evidence of this odious crime, let us not forget the role we play. Be alert, be mindful, and should you have any information, remember that no detail is too small, no recollection too insignificant. In the tapestry of a criminal investigation, every thread counts, and you may very well hold the one that leads us to the truth. Let us shoulder this responsibility, an invisible bond that ties us to one another, a promise to stand in solidarity against the forces that seek to shatter the sanctity of life. For Rachel, for her grieving family, and for every soul that seeks the solace of safety in our community, we carry on, eyes open and hearts resolved, until we can run freely once more. Each step an anthem of defiance and a tribute to a woman whose memory spurs us ever onward. In August of last year, the serenity of Bel Air's Ma and Pa Trail was shattered. A place where joggers and families felt safe was now the backdrop for a crime that shook the very core of the local community. That peaceful evening, Rachel Morin, beloved mother and cherished friend, went for a routine jog and tragically never returned. The chilling fact is that Rachel's walk on the Ma and Pa Trail was her last, and 6 months later, this crime remains unsolved, a reality that has reverberated through the heart of this tight-knit community. Following the discovery of Rachel's car left abandoned at the trailhead the next day, fear and uncertainty descended like a thick fog. Neighbors began locking their doors earlier. Joggers doubled down on safety, pairing up or avoiding the trail altogether. The thought that among them could be a predator, the person responsible for Rachel's murder, sowed seeds of mistrust and anxiety. In an area where occurrences of violent crime are infrequent, Rachel's murder was not just a statistic. It was a call to action that crashed like a thunderbolt, igniting a community-wide cry for justice. Parents hugged their children a little tighter, friends and acquaintances shared safety tips, and social media became a vessel for spreading awareness. The community's normal activities transformed as they organized vigils, rallying together to mourn Rachel and support her devastated family. But mourning was not enough. The Harford County Sheriff's Office, tasked with shedding light on the darkness of this case, released a sketched image of the suspect, based on witness accounts, hoping that someone would recognize the face that has haunted the community's thoughts. But despite these efforts, the case seemed to be a complicated jigsaw puzzle with missing pieces. In response, the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Rachel Morin's killer was significantly increased. Flyers with the suspect's sketch were passed out at local events and posted in public spaces, and digital billboards flashed the reward information, signaling a shared mission among law enforcement and residents to find the perpetrator. Each news report, each passing day without answers, only served to galvanize the community's resolve. Citizens didn't just want closure for Rachel's family. They yearned for a restoration of the sense of security that had been stripped away. Fundraisers were held with businesses and individuals contributing to the reward fund, lifting it to a sum significant enough to compel someone, anyone with information, to step forward. And it wasn't merely about the monetary increase. It was a symbolic gesture, a beacon of the collective determination. It was the community's way of declaring that they are standing up to the unknown, refusing to be held hostage by fear. The message was clear. Together, they fight for justice. For Rachel, for her family, for Bel Air. But a pressing question lingers in the apprehensive air as the sun sets on the Ma and Pa Trail. Who will break the silence? Who holds the key that could unlock the mystery of Rachel Morin's murder? It is not just a matter of a single person's guilt, but a community's plea for peace, a cry out for justice that echoes in the heart of every resident, waiting grimly, hoping each day for the breakthrough that will finally bring closure to this devastating chapter. The increased reward is a testament to this endeavor, a manifestation of a united front against the shadow of violence that looms. The relentless pursuit of justice for Rachel is not just an official duty. It is a communal endeavor, each person feeling a personal stake in securing the safety and justice for their neighbor. But as night continues to descend, the ultimate resolution to this heartbreak hangs in the balance, dependent on that one crucial tip, that one brave soul who steps forward to help mend the fabric of this wounded community. It takes just one voice to light the way through the shadows, one act of courage to shift the narrative from grief and fear to one of triumph and closure.
On that note, let's dive in. What do you think? Visit therealcrimediary.com to join in on the discussion or cast your vote in our social media poll. This case screams for a deeper dive, so don't hesitate to share, discuss, engage at therealcrimediary.com. I invite you to unpack this with our community online, where your opinions are valued in the vast tapestry of crime and justice. The conversation never stops at The Real Crime Diary. Remember, every episode is a step into the heart of darkness, where we unravel mysteries, challenge narratives, and seek the coveted truth. This is The Real Crime Diary, Daily Dose of Crime, urging you to keep the dialogue alive at therealcrimediary.com.
For now, Rachel Morin's spirit looms over Bel Air, her story a catalyst that has united an entire community. Her memory fuels not only a cry for justice, but a profound rallying cry, a declaration that the community won't rest until justice is served and the peace of their beloved trail and town is restored. Venturing into the unknown corridors of a criminal's psyche is as fascinating as it is daunting. It's where we try to understand the why behind the unfathomable actions they take. In the tragic murder of Rachel Morin, we find ourselves once again seeking answers in the dark abyss of human behavior. Let's dive into the psychological and sociological aspects of this case, attempting to peer into the mindset of her killer. Rachel's case, particularly chilling due to its seemingly random nature, baffles and frightens us. Most of us can grasp crime motivated by passion, by greed, or even by desperation. But when the motive isn't immediately clear, that's when fear truly sets in. It suggests a level of calculated malice, a predator lurking and waiting for a victim. The suspect in Rachel's murder didn't appear to act impulsively. Following people suggest premeditation, a predatory instinct that led him to select Rachel as his target. Psychologically speaking, experts often point to a range of factors when considering what drives a person to commit such a heinous act. Is it a need for control, a deep-seated anger, or perhaps a desire to feel powerful? Some killers are driven by a thrill, the rush of adrenaline that comes with stalking and overpowering their prey. Or, as seen in serial crimes, there may be a pattern, a specific type of victim that triggers the compulsion to kill. Looking at sociological aspects, we must consider the backdrop against which this crime was committed. The Ma and Pa Trail, a place of tranquility, turned into a sinister stage for Rachel's last moments. What does this say about our society? Well, it speaks to the fact that these tragic events can happen in the least expected places, shattering our sense of security. It also underscores the importance of community vigilance and cooperation with law enforcement. Let's not overlook the fact that this occurred while Rachel was engaging in an everyday activity, jogging. There's a bone-chilling normalcy to it, and that normalcy is exactly what's shattered in the aftermath of such a crime. This violation of daily routine resonates with our collective fear of being attacked when we are at our most vulnerable, during our mundane activities. When experts weigh in, they offer a grim reminder of the predator-prey dynamic. A killer selecting such a public yet isolated location indicates a level of confidence, a belief that they could commit this act and escape unnoticed. Their choice to pull Rachel into a drainage culvert, it's not just about evading detection, it's almost primal, reminiscent of an animal dragging prey back to its lair. This shows an unsettling level of detachment and calculation. Additionally, the release of the suspect's sketch is a psychological tactic by the police, a move intended to unsettle the killer and squeeze the community for any information. It's a way to make the suspect feel the walls closing in. This keeps the pressure mounting. And sometimes that pressure leads to mistakes, to breaks in a case that has left a community and family in perpetual anguish. It's also worth considering the repercussions of such a crime on a psychological level for the community. A pervasive atmosphere of fear and mistrust can envelop an area once considered safe. This impact on societal psychology can't be overstated. Behavioral changes ripple out. People alter their routines, they may no longer jog alone, or they may avoid the trail altogether. It changes the fabric of daily life. Could it be that the killer felt some twisted sense of ownership over the Ma and Pa Trail, a territoriality that led him to commit such an act when he perceived an intrusion? Might Rachel's regular jogging routine have made her an unwitting target, part of a developing fixation in the mind of her murderer? These are the questions that keep us awake at night, the same ones that drive the dedicated work of criminal profilers. Breaking down the suspect's actions, we consider the possibility of environmental triggers, past trauma, or psychological disorders that could contribute to such violent behavior. However, we must also reflect on the role of societal conditions like isolation, media influence, or community dynamics that can be breeding grounds for such destructive tendencies. As we sift through these frightening elements, seeking to unravel the enigma of Rachel Morin's killer, it is with the profound hope that understanding might lead to justice. This analysis isn't just an academic exercise. It's a crucial part of seeking closure for a family torn apart and a community left in shock. The ghostly silhouette of this murderer looms large not just over the Ma and Pa trail, but over our collective conscience. Perhaps by shedding light on the darkest corners of human behavior, we inch closer to answers, to some semblance of peace for those affected by this tragedy. And at the end of this grim path, let us all hope that light prevails over darkness in the apprehension of Rachel Morin's killer. In the aftermath of Rachel Morin's harrowing murder, an undercurrent of apprehension undeniably courses through the jogging paths of Maryland's Ma and Pa Trail, where the ordinary act of running has taken on a harrowing new dimension. This once peaceful enclave, a getaway for fitness enthusiasts and nature lovers, has become a tableau of a community's vulnerability, exposing the pressing need for vigilance in even the most benign settings. Safety transmutes from a backdrop of our daily lives to a pressing concern amid such unfathomable incidents. It begs a crucial question. What steps can we, as individuals and as a part of the collective, take to bolster our security amidst the unpredictable? First and foremost, let's address the perimeter of protection that one can establish around oneself, with advice that is not just practical, but essential. Varying your jogging routine is a straightforward yet impactful strategy. As echoed by the Maryland Sheriff's suggestions, predictability can be an unintentional invitation, altering the times of day when you head out, the routes you traverse, and even the rhythm of your routine can create a protective pattern of unpredictability. In essence, a moving target is naturally more challenging to predict, and therefore to prey upon. Arming oneself with knowledge is equally vital. Stay informed about any updates in your local area, particularly relating to safety warnings or suspect activity. Developing an awareness and understanding of your local environment enhances your ability to navigate potential risks. Moreover, the digital age offers joggers an array of apps and devices that can serve as digital guardians. Apps can track your location, sending real-time updates to loved ones and storing data that could prove invaluable. Investing in wearable safety technology, such as personal alarm systems that emit a loud sound to deter an attacker and alert others, can add an extra layer of defense. Let's also take a moment to consider the collective realm and the role of public awareness. A keen observation and the courage to report suspicious behavior can make all the difference. It's about being the eyes and ears for each other, forging a communal shield against those who would disrupt our peace and safety. There is a potency in numbers, and the buddy system has never lost its relevance. By choosing to jog in pairs or groups, we create an instant support network ready to act at a moment's notice. Alone, we are vulnerable, but together, we can cultivate a fortress of companionship. Communication lines should be open not only within our interpersonal circles, but also with local law enforcement. There's an imperative need for a symbiotic relationship between the public and the police, enhancing cooperation and response to incidents that threaten our communal well-being. And perhaps one of the most poignant lessons we learn from tragedies like Rachel Morin's is the value of intuition. Hone it. Trust it. Act upon it. Those visceral whispers could be the alarms that save a life, and we must never stifle their urgency with doubt or worry about inconvenience or overreaction. In the tapestry of society, each thread of vigilance weaves a stronger fabric against the dark stains of crime. Whether it be through the evolution of communal norms, the embracing of innovative technologies, or the sharpening of our gut instincts, we are, all of us, participants in the marathon towards safeguarding our community. Yet, let us not lose sight of the somber reality that we confront. The loss of Rachel Morin is an irreplaceable chasm in the lives of her loved ones and her absence, a grim reminder of the precarious thread upon which life delicately balances. It is in the pursuit of justice and the fostering of an environment where such tragedies are vanquished that we honor her memory and fortify the paths we tread. So, as we wrap up this segment, let the call to vigilance echo out. May it not just be a whisper, but a rallying cry that empowers us to take back the night, to reclaim the paths we walk upon with confidence, and to ensure that the legacy left in the wake of tragedy is one of a community bound by resolve, resilience, and a relentless pursuit of safety and justice. And now we turn a critical corner in our journey alongside the tragedy of Rachel Morin's untimely departure. Although the narrative has been cold, your warmth can make a difference. This is the chapter where we, as armchair detectives, huddle together, pooling our insights and instincts to possibly light a path toward justice. Rachel Morin's story doesn't just belong to the detectives or the news headlines. It belongs to OOS, the community that cherishes safety and justice. Each of you has unique perspectives and insights that could be key to unraveling mysteries that remain obscured in the shadows. As we've learned, the smallest detail mentioned in passing could be the linchpin in a case. I want to encourage each one of you to ponder over the clues we've stumbled upon. The sketch of the suspect that sends chills down our spines. Have you seen this face before? The haunting silence of the Ma and Pa trail as darkness seeped into its corners. Can you think of something seen out of place? Perhaps you're from Bel Air, or have hiked the same stretches Rachel once enjoyed. Maybe you've noticed something, trivial as it seemed, which now takes on a sinister hue in light of these events. Share these observations. They matter. And what about the cryptic suggestion by the police to joggers to break routines? It's a directive that drips with implications, that perhaps the predator is familiar, watching, and waiting. Does this spark a memory? A moment of unease you experienced but brushed away. Let's turn over every proverbial stone, dissect usual from unusual, routine from erratic. Together, we could potentially build a timeline, map out connections, and draw a light to paths unconsidered. Beyond the specifics, let's cast a wider net. Are there similar cases that resonate with Rachel's? Could there be patterns we're missing? Threads that connect disparate dots across the crime tapestry of America? Your case suggestions are invaluable. They can lead to comparative analysis that opens new avenues and brings fresh eyes to a case growing colder by the day. Moreover, it's not just about ruminating alone. Engage with one another. In this vast digital agora, comment sections can transform into halls of discussion. As I speak, your fellow listeners are penning down their thoughts. Respond to them, challenge them, flesh them out. Brainstorm. You never know when a casual debate might crack a case wide open. I'm here to catalyze this collective brainstorm, but this brain trust, it's blind without your contributions. So let me hear your theories and send me your suggestions. We have an email dedicated to your insights, an inbox that is a beacon, eager for your light. If you crave direct interaction, head to our social media platforms where the conversation is already ebbing and flowing like a relentless tide. Let's step back and consider the larger puzzle, not just the pieces presented to us. Who is the shadow on the trail? Is he a drifter, a local, a chameleon in plain sight? What drove him down the darkest of paths to claim a life that wasn't his to take? As you map this murderer's psyche, share your profiles. Let's craft a literary lineup, paint portraits with our words. Are we dealing with a crime of passion, an opportunistic slayer, or a hunter marking his territory with tragedy? Think of this as a call to duty. There's a void where an answer should reside, and this is our chance to fill it. A mother, friend, and community member was stolen from our midst. Our quest for justice, our undying curiosity, and our respect for Rachel's memory can converge into an unstoppable force. I'll leave you with a challenge, detectives of the audible world. Look closer, think deeper, and become immersed in this case until the pieces fit. Don't mute your suspicions or stifle your instincts. They are the whispers of a solution begging to be heard. Rachel Morin's legacy and the safety of every person who steps foot on the Ma and Pa trail could depend on it. And remember, every thought shared, every theory crafted, every connection made strengthens the fabric of our community. A tapestry interwoven with the threads of tenacity and the relentless pursuit of truth. Let's join forces to solve a crime that's not just Rachel's, but ours to piece together. Our shared narrative is still being written, and its resolution could lie within the power of our collective voice. In the depths of tragedy and uncertainty, human curiosity ignites. We're invariably drawn to the enigma that cloaks unsolved crimes, one such as the murder of Rachel Morin. The suspect, still at large, remains a shadow amongst us. Why did they choose Rachel? Was this act of brutality a random strike of fate, or was there something more sinister at play? Perhaps premeditation, a targeted hit veiled under the guise of coincidence. The exclusive yet unyielding sketch of the suspect is our only window into apprehending the perpetrator. We've been down this road before, fellow sleuths, analyzing gaits, facial structures, and the cold, inky blots of eyewitness memory converted to artist's strokes. But it's not just the who that's important. It's the why and the how that give a case its body, its soul. Imagine for a moment that you're there on the Ma and Pa Trail, where Rachel took her last steps, a path veiled by an ordinary quiet that belies the dark intent lurking within. Did the suspect know her schedule intimately? Or was it a tragic roll of the dice in a diabolical game where Rachel just happened to draw the shortest straw? What was going through their mind as they hid, waiting for an opportune moment? If we can unlock the psychology behind such a crime, could we foresee and foist these dark pursuits before they bloom into atrocities? It's a chilling idea, often explored in the domain of fiction and film, but here it's starkly real. A palpable nightmare that Rachel's family and community wake to each day. Now my question to you, dearest listeners, is this. What theory do you find most plausible and chilling? What narrative have you pieced together in the echoes of the facts we've pored over? Share your thoughts. Because in the world of unsolved crimes, the armchair detective is not just a figure of speech. It's a role inhabited by thousands of critical minds that churn the cogs of justice, inching us closer to revelations yet unclaimed. Your insights are more than ripples in the vast ocean of discourse. They are potential tidal waves of breakthrough. I encourage you to take to the comments, discuss amongst each other, and become an integral strand in the web of this investigation. Together, our collective intuition is our greatest asset in teasing out the truth from shadows. And as this entry in the Real Crime Diary comes to a close, remember that every subscribe click, every like and share, weaves you tighter into the fabric of our community. A community where the hunger for truth never dwindles and the call for justice reverberates ceaselessly. So join the ranks of the steadfast, the curious, and the unyielding. Engage with us, subscribe, and together, let's build this true crime community where every voice is a potential key to unlocking the darkest of mysteries. Before you leave, share this episode, light a beacon for fellow seekers of truth, and let them know that here, in the Real Crime Diary, the stories are real, the emotions raw, and the pursuit for answers is relentless. Until next time, remain vigilant, keep theorizing, and never let the flame of inquiry flicker out.
Jump into the week with Murder Mondays as we unravel some of the most chilling murder mysteries. Ever wonder what lurks behind the psychology of perpetrators or the precision of forensic milestones? Oh, we've got those stories, and they're waiting to send a chill due. But wait until Tech Tuesdays, when we bridge the gap between crime and technology. Cyber heists, digital footprints. Technology has a dark side, and we're turning on the flashlight. As we leap over to Wanted Wednesdays, gear up to join the global manhunt. The world's most elusive become our target as we track down the profound stories of escape and evasion. Now, Thursdays aren't for the faint-hearted. Terror. Thursdays dig deep into the impact of terrorism and extremism, unfolding motives and aftermaths that have shaped the world. Freaky Fridays, oh, you're in for a treat, or perhaps a trick. These are the stories that defy explanation. When the ordinary turns extraordinary and the unexplainable becomes the narrative. And to cap off the week, Siberian Saturdays chill us to the bone. We reinvestigate the cold cases that echo through time, awaiting the warmth of resolution. Before we wrap up, I want to give a big shout out to all of our dedicated listeners. Your support through sharing and subscribing keeps these stories alive. Spreading the word is spreading the awareness. And in this dark, shadowy labyrinth, awareness is the beacon of hope. We're in this together. And the journey continues day by day, each episode unlocking another chapter. So stay engaged and keep that sense of wonder and curiosity alive. If today's glimpse into the Real Crime Diary has snared your interest, just wait until you hear what's coming up. There's never a dull moment in the quest for truth and justice, because the next page is always darker and even more enthralling than the last. Remember, by delving into the dark, we bring light to the mysteries of criminal behavior and the unending quest for justice. That's it for today's Dose of Crime, but the diary is never closed. Until next time, keep the finger on the pulse, but don't let the darkness pull you in. I'll be here page by page, story by story, revealing what's hidden in the grim corners of crime and justice. Stay curious, and until we meet on the next day's entry, keep an ear to the ground and an eye on the shadows.